This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Give Him thanks. Thank Him. Hey, Agaba Sapate Nemenaya. Wow. We give you thanks. Give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Yagabasa Debenaya. Thank you. Hallelujah. Give Him thanks. Hey. Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Let's get to the word. Let's read some scriptures. Acts 16:25-26. Just to help someone, when the team was praying, I walked in and I told them that tonight would be a night to deal with the subject of death, and God wants to release people from the clutches of death. They had been praying before then, and they said, they also mentioned that God always confirms the word of what His servants and performs the counsel of His messengers. So we know by confirmation that tonight God wants to sort out that matter. Amen. 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 Acts 16:25-26. Let's remind ourselves why we do what we do here. Want to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, Nathaniel Bassi and friends around the world did what? They prayed. They sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. How many doors? How many doors? How many doors? Amen. And one of the doors that we see here is the door of hell and the grave. Amen. Amen. Revelations 1:18. This is a word for somebody. Revelations 1:18. Revelations 1:18. Let's read from 17. Let's read from 17. Back up a bit. 17. Want to go. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, shout, fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Say, Nigeria, fear not. Call your neighbor, say, Nathaniel Bassi, fear not. Say, fear not. Shout, say, fear not. Why? I am the first and the last. Go. I am he that liveth. Say, I am he that liveth. There's a scripture that says, because Christ lives, what? Yeah, our lives are hid with Christ in God. Amen. Want to go? And was dead. And behold, I am alive Say, because Christ lives, I shall live also. Amen. And what I have, what? The keys of hell and of death. Amen. And as we preach tonight, anyone appointed to death. Psalm 68 verse 20. Psalm 68 verse 20. For our God is the God of what? Salvation. And to him belongs all the issues. And, you know, issues of rescues from death. He that is our God is the God of what? Salvation. And unto God, the Lord, belong the issues or matters from death. Rescue from death. Tonight as we praise God, there will be rescues. Divine rescues from the jaws of death. In the name of Jesus. And tonight also 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. As we praise God, God will release all grace. See, all grace. When there's all grace, it means that there's grace for everything. Amen. As we praise God today, every grace will be released. Diverse grace. Hallelujah. Let's read one to go. And God is able to make how many grace? All grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. Now let's go to Psalm 9. I woke up. I had some time to rest. My wife forced me to rest for some time. So I slept and woke up. She came into the room. He said, "You this man, what are you doing? Go back to bed." I said, "Yes, boss." And I feel refreshed. Amen. So when I woke up, as I sat down, you know, get ready to take my bath, I heard inquisition of blood. Psalm 9 verse 12. I heard it clearly. And by the time I searched my concordance, it took me to Psalm 9. Let's read Psalm 9, the whole of Psalm 9. So that's our theme for tonight. Hallelujah. Say thank God for the voice of God. What a privilege to hear God. Let's read one to go. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. Hallelujah. So we'll do these things today. Amen. Let's go. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in thy throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out thy name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished. That sounds like, you know, the northeast of Nigeria, Nigeria, east of, you know, destroyed cities, destroyed people. But their destruction has come to an end. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven. We've read this. But the Lord shall endure forever. He had prepared his throne for judgment. Hallelujah. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of... Hallelujah. Say the Lord is our refuge in times of trouble. Verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Verse 11, one go. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among his people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that lifted me from the gates of death. Can you see that? That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Somebody shout hallelujah. The heathen has sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid in their own foot taken. Hallelujah. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. He gone. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. No be me talker. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the hidden be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be Kai. This scripture is for this week. Everyone planning against Nigeria, every nation, every group, the Lord is putting them in fear that they may know themselves but to be men. Amen. We give you praise, Baba. We give you praise. There was a night to dance, it's this one. We have some of our friends in the house. Hey, we give you praise, Baba. The most high reigned in my life. You are making a decree. So please say it. Don't just enjoy the song. You are declaring that he reigns. The one who has the keys of life and death. He reigns. Are you ready? Are you ready? Say it. Jesus reigns, he reigns, the most high reigner in our land, the most high. You are going to give God a prophetic dance. That dance that says that God has turned around sorrow, mourning into joy. The dance of life. Say dance of life. Say dance of life. Say dance for life. Dance of life. Dance for life. In the next 3 minutes, everybody dance before God.
Mighty God,
you are.
before your time. Say you are a liar. Say she is a worm. The devil is a liar. Say the devil is a liar. I will live. I will live. I will live to declare the words of the Lord. Say Jehovah.
ministry. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, somebody rejoice, somebody rejoice. I give you 30 seconds to misbehave in the Holy Ghost. I'll rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Watch me. Let us borrow that step from Dr. Paul and Nature.
I'm not afraid.
Let's make some decrees. In this atmosphere of high praise, Isaiah 61, quickly put it there. Pray in tongues, everybody. Let's settle some matters now. Isaiah 61. 61 verse 1 to 3. Quickly, quickly, quickly. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good things unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning,
the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Give him thanks. Thank him, thank him. Hallelujah. Psalm 79 verse 11. You're going to stand praying this. Psalm 79. You know, there are people who, there are some believers who always feel that people who pray about things like this, who pray that God meets needs and all of that, are not deep. And I understand the principle of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things would be what? But there are certain times the Lord would ask you to ask for certain things. He says, ask, seek, and knock. Amen. Jesus said, ask that your joy may be full. You are not deeper than Jesus. The same Jesus that said, you know, your hour has come. This is hour of darkness. And then they went to him, went with him. You know, when they arrested him and took him to be killed. He said, this is the hour of darkness. This is, your time has come. But that same Jesus, when he was preaching somewhere, said something and they wanted to throw him over a cliff. He didn't say, okay, go ahead. If I die, I go to heaven. The Bible says he walked through them. So his time hadn't come. He's appointed unto man wants to die. But what we don't want is dying before that appointment. Is an untimely death. Tonight, we are going to cancel appointment with untimely death. Especially in this election week. Say, I will not be a casualty of the arrows of the wicked. I will not be a casualty of untimely death. None of my families, none of my children, not my spouse, not my husband, not my wife, not my loved ones. In the name of Jesus. Please understand, you are in the presence of God and your words are weighty. Let's read together Psalm 79:11. One to go. Let the sighing of the prisoners come before thee, according unto the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die. Say, Father, every appointment with untimely death, every urgent and unexpected news of death on this mountain is cancelled. Say, it's cancelled. It's cancelled. Open your mouth and fire. Any news that says he just dropped, he slept and woke up, he collapsed suddenly, is cancelled. It's cancelled. Death by heart attack is destroyed. It's cancelled. Clap your hands, stamp your feet and pray. Everybody, musicians playing, while you are playing, pray. Pray while you play. Open your mouth and cancel. We cancel every appointment with untimely death. We cancel. No untimely death. You spirit of untimely death lurking around in the nation. Especially this week, this month, we push you back. Say, we bless the mark of the blood of Jesus on every one of us. Open your mouth and pray. I bear upon my body the mark of Christ. Let no man trouble me. Say, we rescue anyone from the jaws of death tonight. Anyone that is a captive to the spirit and power of death is rescued tonight. Open your mouth, clap your hands, stamp your feet and pray. We rescue the captive tonight. Death and life is in the tongue. Psalm 68 verse 20. Keep praying, keep praying. Our God is the God of salvation. And to him belongeth issues from death. Put the NLT. Our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues from death. We decree rescues from death. Rescues from death. Rescues from death. Say rescues from them. Say rescues from them. Psalm 118 verse 17. Quickly. We are sent tonight to rescue people from death. That burial ceremony in your family is cancelled. That which was supposed to cause pain. Every surprising death. And they begin to say, how did this happen? But we saw her, saw him yesterday. By the blood of the New Testament, we cancel it today. Now, this is a decree. Say, this is a decree. Let's read. One to go. Psalm 118:17. One to go. Say, I shall not die. One more time. Say, one more time, say.
I shall not die.
But open your mouth and pray those prayers. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. But live. And declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. I live to declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. But live to declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I speak it into the atmosphere. Say, the voice of strangers I shall not hear. The Bible says, get that scripture for me, it's in Deuteronomy. I set before you what? Life and death. Let's see it. Get it for me. Just keep my head. I can't remember where it is in Deuteronomy. I know it's in Deuteronomy. Say, life is a choice. Death is also a choice. From this scripture, based on this scripture. He says, what? See, I have set thee before thee this day, life and good, and death and evil. Verse 16. There's one that says choose life. That's what I want. Get choose life for me. I don't want to get into my Bible now. Yeah? 19. Go to 19. 30, 19. Want to go. Today, I have given you the choice between life and death. Best thing and cursing. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life. So that you and your... every time you speak, you're either speaking death or life.
Bible says when men say there's what? You will say what? So it says every time you speak heaven, heaven is what? And earth are recording. So in the presence of heaven and earth right now, you open your mouth and choose life. Lay your hands on your head. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decide to live. I choose life. I refuse to die before my time. Say, I refuse to die before my time. And by extension, I speak on behalf of my loved ones. Open your mouth and fire. Heaven and earth is recording. Father, as your word has said, I speak before heaven and earth, recording right now, that we have chosen life. We have chosen life. Say, I choose life. Say, I choose life. 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 I choose life for my children. I choose life for David, for Zoe, for Sarah, for the Oasis, for Love Song, for my friends and loved ones, for those who are helpers of ministry. I choose life for them. In Jesus' name, I am what I am. Let's declare that. How many of you remember that our song? Let's decree it together. I am what I am by the grace. I am what I am.
I am what I am.
Wait, after this session, remind me to post this. This song came to me today on my page for people to have and sing. Say, I am what I am.
I am what I am.
I am what I am.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Hey.
I am what I am.
By the grace.
By the grace of the Lord.
I am born to reign.
I am born to reign.
I am born to shine.
I am born to shine.
I will never fail.
I will never fail. By the grace of the Lord.
I am born to reign.
I am born to reign.
I am born to shine.
I
will never fail.
I will never fail. By the grace.
Next verse. I am marching on.
I am marching on.
Jesus goes with me.
Jesus goes with me.
I will never fail.
I will never fail.
By the grace of the Lord. I am marching on.
I am marching on.
Jesus goes with me.
Jesus goes with me.
I will never fail.
I will never fail.
By the grace, I have crossed over
to my destiny.
I will never fail.
I have crossed over
to my destiny.
I will never fail.
I will reach my goal. I will never fail.
I will never fail.
I will never fail.
I will never fail.
By the grace.
By the grace.
I will reach my goal this year.
I will never fall.
I will never fail.
By the grace of the Lord.
I refuse to die.
Jesus lives in me.
I will never fail.
By the grace of the Lord.
I refuse to die.
Jesus lives in me.
I will never fail.
By the grace of the Lord.
Say, I am what I am.
I am what I am.
I am
what I am.
I am what I am.
One more time. I am what I am.
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 Say.
I am what I am.
There is a woman I said I'll pray for. An elderly woman who just began to be afraid. Afraid of dying. We agree today with God's people around the world that you shall not die. God will give you more years to enjoy the fruit of your labor. As we have sung and declared, we refuse to die. Jesus lives where? In us, in me. We will never fail. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Say, thank Him for life. I thank you for life. Thank you for life. When you go on the road, you will arrive safely. When you fly, you land safely. When you sleep, you wake up. I saw someone in the vision, two dogs trying to bite you. We release fire right now to the demons and agents of darkness. Every pit that is dug for you, those who dug it will fall inside. Those who roll the stones will roll back to them. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our nation. Go to Isaiah 61 verse 7. Is it 61 verse 7? We'll pray that time. Check for me. Hallelujah. Say something just shifted. Hallelujah. There's a scripture we prayed here. There was this Isaiah 63. Was it 63? Or 67? We said it was for Nigeria. Check 14 of this verse. Let me know. I think it was 63. Or 67? Check 67, 14. Say we've entered crunch time. Yeah, I think it was the prayer for Jerusalem. I remember. Okay, let me go to my concordance. Hallelujah. Before Zion traveled, that's it. I think it's 66. Let's go. Yes, 66. 66, verse 7. And if you're not a Nigerian, please join us. But if you don't want to join us, pray for your nation. Okay? One to go. Before she traveled and brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. 8. Who had heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Should the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Verse 2. Verse 10. Rejoice, ye Nigeria, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn. Verse 12. For thus said the Lord, behold, I will extend to her like a river, and the glory of Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be born. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this week, this month, say, let the new Nigeria that is according to your will be born. Say, bring forth our man child. Bring forth that righteous leader. In the name of Jesus, say, bring forth that new set of righteous leaders for our nation. Open your mouth and pray. Iroyin ayo. Iroyin ayo. Iroyin ayo. I keep hearing Iroyin ayo. Iroyin ayo.
ìròyìn ayọ̀, ìròyìn ayọ̀, ìròyìn ayọ̀, ìròyìn ayọ̀, ìròyìn ayọ̀. Father. Pray like you prayed, I shall not die. I want to hear that same intensity. Let the new Nigeria be born. Let the new Nigeria be born. Say, let the new Nigeria be born. Before she travails, before Nigeria travails, she shall bring forth a man child. That leader that has a tender heart, an upright heart, and a skillful hand, those set of leaders shall be born. Let the new Nigeria be born. Your hands and prophesy. Can you put our flag on the screen? Keep praying as a point of contact. Put the green, white, green. Let's lay hands upon it. You guys just touch me. Let's have a chain. Stay straight line. Those of you at home, stay behind me, touch me, so that we want put Nigerian flag on the screen as we enter into that deciding week. Quickly, multimedia, let God use you right now. Quickly. You should have that in your system by now. Everybody in the hall, let's agree. It's just a prophetic action. Can that flag move? Can that flag move? Can it move? You people leave it. If you cannot get it, you are too slow. Father, in the name of Jesus, say the name of Jesus. We declare that the new Nigeria will be born this month and the next few weeks. In the name of Jesus, let the new Nigeria be born. Be born. Say before she travails, she shall bring forth a man child, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. In the name of Jesus, say Nigeria, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, we're going to pray the opposite of this. Hosea 9:14. Thank you, multimedia. Just put the flag there. So things like this, just download them and keep for a day like this. You know why I'm passionate about Nigeria? Number one, God put it in my heart. There are some days I don't even plan for. Even on my recordings, it just flows. God has placed the burden of our nation on some of us. I love Nigeria. I travel the world. I have grace to travel the world. The gates of nations are open. But every time I travel, I want to come back. They oil day this country. Not just natural oil. There is oil. See the apostles we are raising. See the prophets. See the music ministers. The songs from this nation are being sung around the world. Literally. See Natchez song. Do you see Victoria's songs? Mercy Chinwo's songs, all of these guys around the world in Caucasian churches. It's just a sign for things to come. Now, we've prayed for the new Nigeria to be what? Born. Those planning to still bring forth the old Nigeria, they will miscarry. I have a dangerous scripture. I love Reverend Gideon Danso introduced me to this, my friend. Prophet Gideon Danso, I celebrate you. My good friend, Empowerment Worship Center, a man of corrosive prayer. Amen. You know, I was at home today and I was nursing an idea of having Apostle Selman before we finish. Nursing the idea. So Apostle, if you are hearing this, I'm inviting you by fire, by force. Amen. I've been seeing him coming. We need some prophetic people to come and release a word while we pray. I'm feeling that. Apostle, the world has invited you. Amen. And you know you cannot resist me, your brother. Don't mind me, Apostle. Amen. Let's go to weightier matters of the law. Hosea 9:14. Want to go? Give them, O Lord, what will thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and a dry breast. So we have prayed that Zion will travail. Zion will push and bring forth a man child. Now, those still planning on bringing forth the old Nigeria, the corrupt Nigeria, the Nigeria with cartel and mafia and Godfather and those who just hijack the destiny of this nation, that God will give them what? A miscarrying womb. That the ambition will miscarry. And then, I like this scripture. You know why? So that even if they bring forth, the breast will be dry to sustain it. So, even if they bring forth, they can't sustain it. Say, Father, every plan to bring forth the old Nigeria, the corrupt Nigeria, the poor Nigeria, the oppressive Nigeria, they shall miscarry. Give them a miscarrying womb and a dry breast. Open your mouth and pray. Only the new Nigeria shall be born. Only the new Nigeria. Any plan to bring forth the old Nigeria, the corrupt Nigeria, let it miscarry. Father, choose your man, choose your people. Choose your man, choose your woman, choose your boys, your girls, and place them in the corridors of power. Let every plan to bring forth the old Nigeria miscarry. Give it a dry breast. Let it not see the light of the day. In Jesus' mighty name. What does Obinigwe mean? The one that stays in heaven. I just heard Obinigwe. Let the one, he that seated in heaven shall laugh. Psalm 2. The Lord shall have them in derision. Let's go to Psalm 2. What's that? Yeah. You have to have scripture for every revelation. So as the rhema comes, I find scripture to support it. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them. Say, O Benigwe shall laugh at them. Say, Father in Nigeria, let the one that sits in heaven, let O Benigwe laugh. And let the Lord have them in derision. Say, every enemy of Nigeria, Obinigwe laugh at them. As you are praying, you represent him and laugh at them. Let the Lord have them in derision. Laugh at their ambitions. Laugh at their plans. Every troublemaker, terrorist, kidnappers, oppressors, let the one that sits in heaven laugh. Ha ha. Ha ha. Let the Lord say to them, aha, aha. He says to them, aha, aha, aha. Aha. Let the one who sits in heaven, by extension, pray for yourself. Let the one who sits in heaven laugh at your enemies. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, every pregnant woman struggling to give birth right now in the labor room, say by prophecy, let them bring forth now. Open your mouth and pray for any pregnant woman. Say, we release angelic assistance right now. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Lift your hands and give God thanks. Say, we speak peace over Nigeria. Say, let peace flow like a river in Nigeria, in the nations of the earth. Now let's pray for Turkey and Syria. You know, I learned that 43,000 people died. Now, it is not making as much news as it should make. I know that. Normally, that is big deal. If that happened in the Americas or, you know, real Europe, it will be news everywhere. 43,000 people died. One of them was a Ghanaian footballer that went to the World Cup. We prayed for him here, but apparently at that time he may have already died. Let's pray for comfort, that in this time, that beauty will rise from the ashes, that it will be an opportunity for the glorious gospel of Christ to shine. Forget about yourself now and pray for the comfort, that the light of God would shine in this season, that through that which that has happened, that hope will go to Turkey, hope will go to Syria. The gospel that once reigned in the Ottoman Empire, which is Turkey, will reign again. Out of this ashes shall flow revivals in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will rebuild the old waste places. Comfort those that mourn. Say, comfort them that mourn. Comfort Turkey. Comfort Syria. Say, let the gospel arise in those places. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just to let you know, Mercy Chiwo and her band will be here on day 15. Day 15 is triple fives. Grace, triple grace. So that's Tuesday night. Don't miss. We will be Tobe Chukwin. Say Tobe Chukwin. Hey, it will be massive. And thank you for the massive blessings you give to our minister. She called me almost crying. Now, one thing, see how God works. I just felt led, you know, I've never put account number here. Not even mine. You never catch me put my account number here. But we felt led because she blessed us. God used her to bless us massively. And he that water must what? So we called for an earthquake. And she said what she had was not earthquake. It was earthquake and tsunami. Now, do you know what happened? She co-pastors a church with her husband. They just had need to expand, you know, and they were praying for money. The last 7 million she had in her account, she cleared it. So she was just weeping. Is this how God is? May you have an "is this how God is" testimony. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for some 24-hour miracle? She said what she got was a gift of a lifetime. May God give you a gift of a lifetime. In the name of Jesus. The kind of blessing that will make you weep. That you lack words to say. May it come your way in the name of Jesus. I declare strange financial doors opening to you. Receive them now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you. And when Mercy comes as well, let us make her feel a tsunami. And also make this team here. Like I said, I decided not to take a penny from it. But these young people, everyone who ministers must be ministered to. Amen. Amen. Now I want to reach out to a very peculiar set of people. If you are not born again, I'm sorry to say you are in bondage. A prison door has to open for you. The Bible says there's something called the gate of righteousness. Open the gate that the righteous nations may enter. So we want to open the gate of salvation for you today. If you dance, jump, even have a miracle without Jesus is a waste. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his what? Soul. But the solution is here. Jesus is the solution. And all you need to do is confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose again. And you accept his sacrifice on the cross and you will be saved. This is one of the highest points of Hallelujah Challenge. This is the highest, one of the highest points besides glorifying God. And this glorifies God. Say with us, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge I am a sinner and therefore also a prisoner. Today, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Break the power of sin over my life. I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. Be my Savior and be my Lord. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare everyone who has said this prayer saved to the uttermost. Save them. The devil will not pluck any of them out of your hand. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, please go to hallelujahchallengelife.com. Hallelujahchallengelife.com. And then click on new convert /rededication. Fill the form and we will get back to you. Every challenge, after every challenge, we have about 30 to 40 young people whose job it is to engage you, to help you, to tell you more about this new life and help you find your footing in Christ Jesus. Okay? God bless you. Amen. Before we blow the trumpet and wave our journal, I have some of my friends here in the house. Celebrate them. I have Eri. Eri is one of those people God sends to our life as destiny and help us in ministry. They spoil me with goodies. May God spoil you goodies. And I have my dear sister who's a big fan of Hallelujah Challenge. She actually designed our first website, where also is still active. You know, where you have the testimonies. Sister Yemi Adamoleku, we celebrate you. One of the voices God has raised for our nation. Crying and laboring for the new Nigeria. And you will see it. It won't be when you are gone. You will enjoy this new Nigeria. You and I will eat the good of the land. Place your hand on the ground. Say, I will eat the good of this land. Say, I will eat the good of this land. Wherever you are in the world, place your hand there. Say, I'm willing and I'm obedient. I will eat the good of this land. Isaiah 1:19. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wave your journal. Wave your journal. Have you been blessed by the Hallelujah Challenge this February? This is a very special edition. It's a special edition. May the day come that we'll have a 24-hour Hallelujah Challenge. We will have it this year. I have that witness. A particular version will be 24 hours. One of the days will be 24 hours non-stop. Remind me. If God gives us the leading for the November 1 or later in the year, one day will be 24 hours. If you like, don't say amen. It's not a suggestion, it is done. Say signed, sealed, and delivered. Hallelujah. These are the days for the restoration of the Tabernacle of David. Don't you know what's happening in Asbury, Kentucky? They've been worshipping for over 50 hours. We will see that happening around the world. Can we prophesy? We will see Asbury in UK. We will see it in Europe, in Asia, where the name of the Lord shall be proclaimed non-stop. Hallelujah. Say, let revival begin. Let it begin. Hallelujah. Can you wave it? Can you wave it? Everything you've written in this book will come to pass. those according to the will of God. So if you have somebody's wife on that list, it will not come to pass. If you have somebody's husband on that book, it will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Only the things that are according to God's will. Wave it vigorously.
Da-da-da. See what the Lord, see what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done.
What we waited for,
what we waited for, has come to pass.
What we waited for,
what we waited for, has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
See the way He answered me, so
very good.
What happened before you prayed?
Even before I prayed,
what happened?
Jehovah needs the answer. So let you know, He has done it for me.
Verse 2, while I worried,
I could not sleep. He was walking behind the scene.
What did He do?
He has given
mercy in time. That girl can sing fire.
See the way He sings.
Sunday 13. Day 13 is very strategic because you do it into a new week. Come and align your week well.
Yes,
amen. Now you want to partner with the team. Like I said, let these people who have ministered feel a tsunami. The price these young people paid, if you come to where we are, they pray before we start. We pray after we finish. We pray 10 hours. How many hours do we pray every day? 10 hours before every challenge. We pray after. Amen. So there's a lot of work, and I don't believe in people sowing seeds and not reaping. I don't believe in that. In this life, you reap a harvest.
Amen.
And in the one to come. So send your gifts. Believe me, your gifts are well handled. One of the reasons why I say I don't want to take from it is a personal consecration. Because, you see, I want to check my heart. If I'm taking from it and I'm so blessed, I'll wake up tomorrow and say, let's make a Leah challenge every month. It's a lot of work. So sometimes I don't even want to do it. We do it because we see the impact and what God does. Amen. God blesses us in His own way. So please be a blessing to, you know, this team. Amen. See you tomorrow. Amen. See you tomorrow. See you today. Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. See you today. Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. See you today. Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. See you today. Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today? Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today? Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today? Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today? Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today? Now team, let's give thanks. Tomorrow. Is it today?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.